Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Inside Therapy. Can you believe we're here for a third week, Andrea?
I know, it's so exciting, isn't it?
Isn't it? How's your week been?
Yeah, really good actually. Just, you know, seeing clients and it's always, you know, interesting and you learn a lot. And I think people are just, you know, getting used to it again now about, you know, just
what, being in lockdown.
Yes.
Yeah. Same old.
Yeah, how have you been?
Brilliant. Yeah, I've had a really good week, actually. I've got loads done on social media, which has been really rewarding, actually. Got loads of people join my Facebook group this week, which has been fab. Yeah.
Well, I noticed you put some lovely things on daily, haven't you?
You've been putting some
thoughtful posts up there, but following is really interesting. And, you know, I can see they're going to help a lot of people. So, yeah, well done.
Thank you. That's really lovely. So today we are talking about still surviving and thriving in lockdown, but we're focusing on Blue Monday, because today is Blue Monday, apparently.
Yes.
And it was so called because we're all cold, broke and riddled with guilt that our New Year's resolutions to get fit, drink less alcohol and be a better human being have fallen by the wayside by this date. How about you? What resolutions did you make and have they fallen by the wayside?
I don't typically make the resolutions around New Year so much. But, you know, obviously you've got a plan, a loose plan ready to go sort of thing. So, writing has been my task this year. So hopefully I'll be able to focus more on that. And as I said, with your help, you've been brilliant.
We've been the A-team, haven't we, with regards to writing.
Quite a lot. So, yeah, and also, you know, all this preparation for the courses we're going to be putting out there. And, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on, isn't there, in the little workshop.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, very excited about what we can bring together.
So today we're going to be having a look at Blue Monday and what those feelings might be around, you know, the resolutions and not keeping your resolutions, or even just, you know, being in lockdown and it's cold weather and miserable early.
Yeah.
Still goes dark quite early. It's a bit better, isn't it?
But, yeah.
And the fact we're maybe broke, I think that's the other reason for Blue Monday, is because all the bills come in.
Oh, that's right.
Third week of the month, so everyone's broke. And possibly lockdown, people are still feeling isolated and lonely. So there's things going on with relationships, which we looked at last week. Anxiety still around COVID and around the vaccination, I think.
Yes.
And then, you know, homeschooling and finances and illness and all of the rest of it leads us to do things that we probably wouldn't do in ordinary circumstances. We might turn to junk food or alcohol,
yes,
or even, you know,
exactly,
something harder than that, really.
Yes.
So that's what we're looking at, isn't it, today?
Yeah, I think a lot, you know, with this situation we're in, it feels as though, you know, it's a lot of escapism, isn't it? Because, as you say, all those things that we tend to use, you know, if we're feeling unhappy or, you know, discontented a little bit with ourselves, and this situation can create a lot of frustration, can't it? Let's face it. So I'd like to just recap on the Monday mind.
Brilliant.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
So meditation, as you said, we're going to be having a little taster of that in a moment. Number two was the movement, again, which can help with this boredom and this, you know, again, people are doing lots of their fitness workouts, just started to do yoga.
Yes.
We were going to start last week, weren't we? So I think that's on for this week.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it's, you know, just getting back in these routines that we had probably in the first lockdown, where everything seemed to, you know, go online. So I think we're just using this new medium now, how to get around doing the things we did outside, possibly, you know, being able to transport them inside.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, if it was your workout, then, you know, make sure you maybe set up the garage or something like that, a way where you can go to a space and do your exercise and maybe have some space from the family and so on. And then others can use it at another time. And sort of coordinating that might be a good thing. Mm. I think obviously running, walking along the canal, which we've been doing a lot of with the dogs.
We have.
It's very enjoyable. And also, you know, that's your mindfulness bit as well. Can
definitely
be the thoughts. You were saying you're doing a few voice notes. I was doing a few voice notes, you know, in preparation a little bit.
That was separate walks.
It was separate walks, yes.
That sounds like we're really antisocial and we walk along not talking to each other and just do voice notes. But, yeah, that was separately.
Yeah, when you did yours and I did my walks, it was lovely. But, you know, those are ways that you can actually do the two things at once. You're getting your exercise. You're also thinking and planning your day. I mean, we've got a really good journal that we work journal that we write in every day and write down our, you know, three main tasks for the day.
Yeah.
And then we're reflecting on them, aren't we? Whether we've got them done and how far we're doing. So this is a really good thing to instill. If you can get any kind of
structure.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the written sense is brilliant. So each day you're kind of checking in on yourself as well, which
definitely
is really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could come along like with the music, you know, like we're saying, the uplifting music, we've got some in the background there, which, you know, you can cast onto your television and get these beautiful scenes, can't you, that we've been watching all over the world that these amazing people have put up there. So there's so many ways that we can, you know, not escapism, but allow ourselves to feel calmer and possibly more relaxed and more accepting of the situation and, you know, allowing us to be more present again.
Yeah, and focus. Yeah. I think focus on something that isn't negative. And
yes,
focus on,
absolutely.
You know,
positive.
It's not COVID, is it?
We're
looking now at this beautiful scene here with a dark blue sea and green trees and stuff.
Beautiful.
And it's just, yeah, it's uplifting, isn't it?
It is
seeing
uplifting.
Something like that is really, really uplifting.
It might remind you of your holidays you've been on and that you'll go on again. And
absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
It's just about having that reminding us of that space and. You know, we can access it in many ways, you know. So, yeah, that goes in for the mindfulness, as we were saying. So being in the moment, really. So, you know, crafting and all these lovely things, baking, all these things that have been coming back really vigorously, knitting, crocheting, dressmaking. You know, like we said you did with the scrubs when the first week.
DIY. Some of the men's.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's terrible,
ooh,
isn't it?
Helen,
oh, dear
Helen.
Me. Snap my fingers. I do quite a bit of DIY, I'm a dab hand with a drill. Well, maybe not. But
Well, you know, you have a go.
Exactly.
And
that's
these are
what
the things,
it's like.
All those little jobs that you've been wanting to do for a long time, you know, make your little list and you know, help get the kids to help. They love to help.
Yeah, too right. We said that last week, didn't we, about, you know, giving the kids some responsibility. And I think that's great, Yeah, if you're going to do any of these things, involve them, even if it's sewing or knitting, teach them the skills.
I mean, those are things that have, you know, often been left out of school as well. All this creativity, which is why we believe is creating the problems with the mental health breakdown. So
most
creativity
definitely.
Is absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
And again, if we're not creating, we're not living. And that's where we get stuck, and that's where depression comes in. We're not functioning, we're not doing anything, we're not moving on. So we need to be very conscious of that, and just think of anything that you'd love to do, a hobby that you've always wanted to do. Maybe you could bring that back, and that's, you know, so that's mindfulness, motivation. You need the motivation, and when you start a little project, you can think, oh, I have an hour on that, a couple of hours on that each day. Soon the day goes, doesn't it?
Well, soon the day goes, and soon your project grows.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, Helen. Yeah, brilliant. And then that momentum. As we say, you know, keep it going.
Yes.
And making sure, you know, it's almost like a, you know, that sense of achievement, isn't it?
Very much so. Yeah, you know? Pride in what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So I think those are key. So those are the six M's. So if you can hang on to them, everybody, and just remember a little bit from each, I think it'll be very beneficial.
Definitely. Now then, this week, weren't you going to do a little bit of meditation with us, just a few minutes?
Yes,
I am. As a sample.
So if everybody is ready, why don't we just do that now? So for everybody sitting, maybe on a chair, putting your feet on the ground. If you are not able to do it in a chair and feet on the ground, it's quite easy. If you're in bed, prop yourself up, be as upright as possible, because it's also all about the breathing, really. So however you can, put your shoulders back and let your diaphragm be nice, and the back be straight, and the diaphragm be nicely placed over your seating position, cushions to prop you up, and keeping your head nicely as if there was a string just pulling you up, imagine through the ceiling. So as you take a nice deep breath, closing your eyes. Now the breathing is where we want to focus. So a lot of people have different number regimes that they use. Some people use an 8-2. So 8 breaths in. Or I should say breath in to the count of 8. And then letting go whatever feels most comfortable. All we're trying to do is get you in your own rhythm. Okay? So if you were to pull in that breath for 8, and it's almost like letting go on a longer one. So maybe try it with 8 to 10. So letting go the breath for 10. So you're fully empty. And then you're pulling it back in. All the time focusing, if you, because your brain can't focus on two places at once. So that's why we use the numbers. So your brain gets focused in on that. And imagine it being like, as you're breathing in now, just imagine being in your most beautiful place on the most beautiful beach. And you start to just see if your shoulders drop down, everything starts to relax. Just imagine a white light, like sunlight on the top of your head. And you can literally feel that heat. It feels so lovely just to relax for a couple of minutes. Nothing for you to worry about. And if your mind does tend to wander, just bring it back to the breath. In for 8. Out for 10. Until you're completely empty. And as you breathe in, you pull in that white healing light. You feel it going to the top of your head. Pulling the top of your head all the way down. As it goes down your spine, it's like switching lights on your vertebra, all the way down. And you start to feel so light now, like as a feather. You were like floating on this beach. Feels so amazing. The sense of weightlessness, but you're also aware. Your breath now starts to synchronize with the ocean coming in, going out, breathing in white light, completely filling all your body now, going down, and like imagine it like a running stream, all of the water in your body now flushing, cleansing, regenerating, just like a beautiful waterfall does, all that energy coming down, flushing away down into the feet. All the negativities now from the mind, flushing down, down into the feet as it dissipates, down into the earth's core, through the crystals, and then allows it to travel through the streams and the water, coming back to the ocean. As you breathe in, you feel completely relaxed and at peace. And you can do this on any YouTube video. There's many, many for concentration or relaxation or anything at all. So now you can just allow yourself to just feel so calm and relaxed. I want you to open your eyes now. You're back in the room, and there's your little taster. For Monday meditation.
Wow, that was so powerful. It's lovely. It's really, really lovely. Thank you so much, Andrew, for doing that.
So there's meditation, and the start of our day, starting our day in a more positive way. So that for me is how I start my day, just a little 10-minute, you know, reset, really. Sort of, I feel like it's a download from my own higher self, if you like. So it stops all the monkey mind of all the worry and stress to begin with. And if you can just, you know, start that, it's also about gratitude as well. So thank you for what I've already got and everything around me. And if you can do that throughout the day, it's very helpful. And then secondly, sitting down, like I say, in any way that suits you, to just do this 10-minute close your eyes, deep breathing, and go into a meditation of your choice, be it the woods, be it the beach, as we've just demonstrated. But we will be putting them on YouTube in the next week with a link to those and to our podcast. So
absolutely, yeah,
if you'd like to, exciting, you know, access them, then that would be a link at the bottom of the show notes, wouldn't there?
Yes, we'll pop it on the show notes. Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yes.
So let's have a little look at our theme for today, which is about the negative feelings that go along with Blue Monday. So we've already mentioned the sorts of things that might be happening to, with people right now. How can we cope? What's the best way to cope with these negative feelings, Andrea?
Yeah, well, I think physically, as we say, you know, using the breath is key, because most of the time, you know, we're shallow breathing, so we're not oxygenating our bodies as we should, really, which is why the walking, the exercise can get that going. And obviously in winter, there's a lot less, you know, sunlight and so on. So we, you know, we really need to sort of help that along a bit, let's say. So, yeah, the meditation is the way that you can actually energize and perfuse the body in such a way. There's also diet. That's a really important one. So, yeah, getting your green vegetables and your fruit and so on. Smoothies are a big thing now if you can't eat a volume of fruit that we started on this week, haven't we,
Oh,
Ellen?
Dear. I'm not very keen on fruit. I love veg and I love salad and things, but I'm not a massive fruit fan. So Andrew and I went to the supermarket the other day and she forced me to buy a load of fruit so I could liquidise it. And actually, it is quite palatable when you liquidise it.
Yeah.
But it's quite sweet. I haven't got a very sweet tooth. That's my problem.
So, yeah, but, you know, it's a way, isn't it, that if you don't like, a lot of people don't like the volume of vegetables, or they just don't, you know, go for them. It's a new way, isn't it, of getting that into your system. And there's kale and there's all these, you know, the turmeric's brilliant, all of these natural antioxidants. I mean, I've used homeopathy for years, a little kit, you know, that I just self-medicate really with that, any symptoms. It's natural, it's from the flowers, so that's another thing that you can... I'm just thinking all these ways that you can be self-sufficient, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm making my own soaps and candles and things.
You are, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going for it. So,
and you know what's in them, that's the thing. They're so, so good for you because they're, you know, and the skin is the biggest organ, isn't it? So
that's
whatever you put on your skin is actually absorbed into your body. So we've got to make sure that it's right, haven't we?
That's a really good point, actually. So lavenders and things in the bath can be good, but you know, or these people like these wax melts, things like that. But, you know, aromatherapy, like you say, because of our senses, so all the essential oils, we've got a lovely oil lady who'll be joining us in a few weeks.
Haven't we? Yeah, she's come
to
us, Kelly.
She's got all, you know, the doTERRA are the best quality ones that I've used for years with her, which has also helped me in, you know, my health, supporting all of my health over the last few years. There's many things that can... you know, help us to reduce the stress levels, I think.
Do you know what? When you said about exercise, it's an interesting one, that is, because in the summer, if I could go up for a walk every single day, wouldn't even think about it. And I think it's because I'm walking around in shorts and a T-shirt and I've got my sandals on and it's no stress. I want to be outside. When it's cold and miserable and raining, my God, have we had some rain just recently?
Yeah.
I just look outside and I think, oh, I just can't face it.
Yeah.
And I have to physically force myself in the winter to get out there. And I think the only way that I have found, well, there are two ways, I guess, that I've found to motivate myself to go out. The first one is to try and walk with a friend. So you and I have walked.
I've walked
with another friend, Julie, if she's listening. Hi, Julie. And I've got a couple of other dog walks lined up with a couple of other friends as well. Sorry, I'm betraying you, aren't I?
No.
I'm so sorry. But that's the first thing. But the other way that I do it is I set myself a time. So I say to myself, right, at 1 o'clock, I'm going out for a walk.
Yes.
And then I put an alarm on. And it's almost like I work to that time. Whereas if I just say, oh, I need a walk today, I don't end up doing it.
That's it. That's a good point. And this is why we're saying using a diary at the beginning of the day, even if you're not working, you know, so much these days, but it's really good to have a routine, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you can keep to the same time, and like you say, alarm's a really good thing. To put
on your phone, everyone's
so
got a
really
phone.
It really gives you that, you know, emphasis to go and do it there and then.
It does.
And like you're saying, you might work your morning routine up towards that, and it's all works really well, doesn't it? Because you walk off a bit of lunch, maybe. And,
yes. Or work up an appetite, you know, for lunch, one of the two.
Depending on where you're working. So those are really good, aren't they? And then change your focus away from negativity and negative thoughts.
Oh, now then, we'll touch on it today, but we're going to do it next week, aren't we?
We've got a big
segment next week on negativity and negative thoughts. And funnily enough, just by sheer coincidence, I've done a little bit on my
I shouldn't say that. I should say it's by design, shouldn't I? Yeah. On my social media this week about negativity and negative thinking. And I've got a quiz. I'm going to put a quiz on our brilliant. Show notes as well next week. So people can have a go and find out if they are more positive or if they're more negative.
Or more negative, yeah.
And then we've got a little booklet that's called Positively Positive. And it's a guide to getting rid of negativity and focusing on the positives.
This will be really good, I feel. Everybody could do with a bit of this right now, couldn't they? Positively positive. Yeah, I mean, not that we're not acknowledging that there's difficulties there, but it's allowed, you know, once you've acknowledged those, and that's good sometimes, to write down what's bothering you, what's in your head,
really,
and get it out.
A brain
especially
dump.
At night time. You know,
totally.
To get that out of your head so you can sleep better, and these sort of things, because often that's why people are so overloaded and the mind can't switch off, can it?
No,
so
it's true.
Can't wait to do that next week. A guide to getting rid of negativity and focusing on the positives. What could be better than that?
Exactly. And, you know, it is quite a difficult thing to do if you are naturally a negative person.
Yes.
But I think the thing to remember is negativity or being a negative person, It isn't a trait, it isn't something you're born with, it's something that comes through exposure to negativity, and it's in your power to change it.
That is so powerful, yes, it is in your power to change it. And this is what we're learning now, more and more, we've seen all these, you know, we've got so much access now online to all of this great stuff, people teaching a better way of life, you know, and
Definitely.
Things that they've used, that's their up and coming trend right now, isn't it? Selling your experience.
That's right. Which is what we do in our businesses,
and coach people to be the best version of themselves, to empower them to a greater
existence.
In every sense of
Absolutely.
That, you know, the mind, body, spirit, all working together, and you know, just feeling much happier about who you are and where you're going in life, and having a you know a bit of focus and you know.
Direction
is the word, that's it. So having a destination, so this all links in with the, you know, positive thinking, the affirmations, so what you say as well.
So powerful.
You were saying earlier, I'm rubbish at maths, and saying, well, you know, that's an old belief, isn't it?
Exactly.
Really, if we think about it, and we just keep repeating it, so we're telling our brain that is what we expect from our brain.
Exactly.
For instance, is not the case.
And we say never and always far too much.
That's true.
And if you think about it, if you say I never do something in a negative way, often it isn't, that's absolute rubbish, because it isn't true. If you look at it properly, it isn't true. You don't never do something or always do something. So you're actually fooling yourself in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And you're making that, like I say, an affirmation, but like making it more permanent. And you don't want to make these things
imprinting
permanent.
Imprinting it on your brain.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
so
very
I think
true.
It's really, really important to, you know, that brings into sort of like the mood, isn't it? About lifting, keeping the mood lifted. And that's true. It's like if you have a positive outlook, you know, how can I solve this? Not thinking, oh, not another problem. It's like, how can I solve this? You know, I'm great. I can solve this problem. Oh, on to the next one. On to the next one. This is the thing we need to be teaching.
And the
not
feeling
avoidance.
No, that's right. And the feeling of having solved a problem motivates you to do the next one, doesn't it?
Exactly.
To keep on keeping on.
And start small. I remember listening to my favourite, you know, Jordan.
Jordan Peterson, by any chance?
Last night. And he was saying, you know, he's got 12 rules. And I think the first one is put your shoulders back. What made me think when I was doing that meditation, actually.
Yes.
And, breathe in. Take up your space.
Yes.
You know, don't be hiding away. You're just as valuable as anybody else.
Too right.
To be here and to take your space.
And, you know, I think if you do, there are several things there. Yeah, put your shoulders back and your head up. And that is a really powerful body stance. But also, if you smile. You try saying something negative if you've got a smile on your face. It's more or less impossible to actually say something negative if you're smiling.
Exactly.
Try it. Go on, say something horrible.
You're a complete idiot. It's true.
Isn't it?
You just have to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so powerful, actually, isn't it?
It really is.
And the
other
thing you said, and I know Mel Robbins, my other favourite, she says this too, is, you know, get up, make your bed. first thing you
do. You said that to me, because it is the first thing I do every single morning.
Yeah, and it is so powerful, because that gets your day off to a really good start. Because every time you look back in there, the first thing, it's not tidy. And a tidy place is a symbol of your room, actually. So your mind is a symbol of how your mind... Your room is a symbol
the other way
of
around.
Your mind is.
Yeah.
Dyslexic brain, there you go. But you get my drift. So basically, if you start off on a good foot with doing your bed, making your bed, that just gives such an impetus to going forward.
And
getting everything, you know, that's the motivation bit. That can be that small.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I'm a bit of a tidy freak anyway, but I like my bedroom tidy. I like clothes put away. I don't like things around. Yes. Even like surfaces, just quite clear, and maybe that's just me, I don't know, but to me, if I'm organized, I know when I've had a lot of work done on my house, haven't I, and extension built and so on, and I've got a new office which I absolutely love, which is at the front of the house, and for a while I had a stack of boxes in there, and I genuinely couldn't concentrate because those boxes are there.
We were saying this, weren't we, the other day? Exactly. Clear your workspaces, make sure you start off your day with that. So, you know, you make your bed, you do your little 10-minute meditations, you sit down, you write down your aims for the day, and, you know, later on come back to them to see how you've achieved or where you're getting. It might just mean that rolls over to tomorrow.
Yeah, quite often does in my case.
Yeah, but... it's just such a good way, isn't it, to monitor your own progress, to actually create momentum as well.
And it's called intentional living, isn't it? So you're setting your intentions every single day. And I think even at a weekend, you know, I'm probably not quite as dedicated at a weekend, but I still like to have a plan. I like to know what I'm doing. I have, you know, certain times for doing certain things, and I think it's really valuable, and it gives you some
structure,
parameters for the day.
Boundaries and structure, boundaries, those are the things we were talking about last week. You know, setting your own boundaries, like we said, a timetable, so you can, and if you're working with someone else in the house, you know, whoever that may be, your children, your partner, your friend, whoever who's living with you, then, you know, let them have a little look. Tell them what your schedule is, so they can know that when you're going to be in the kitchen, or you're going to be, you know, using this part of the house, is that okay? Being civil to each other, you know, using
respectful
respect,
totally.
Boundaries, all of these things are going to so help, as we spoke last week about the relationships.
Yes.
Really going to, you know, champion that whilst we're all living in close quarters.
Yeah. And then other mood boosters as well we could use. We talked about music in your six M's.
That's right.
But all sorts of things. You know what I've got into a little bit? And I might sound like I'm being a bit down with the kids here, but have you looked at TikTok?
TikTok, yeah.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, some of them I just kind of scroll through, but there's some really amusing stuff. And I don't know, are they 20 seconds or something?
Yeah,
or 30
sure.
seconds? But some of them are really, really good. You know the ones I really enjoy watching? And again, this probably says something about me, but I love the cake decorating ones, or the biscuits where they do the outline and then flood it with different colours and patterns. Oh, I find those so sort of relaxing to watch and so interesting.
Yeah.
And it's taking your focus off what is going on around you, isn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, you're not thinking about COVID. You're not thinking about, I don't know, somebody who's ill, or your own illness if you're not very well, and all of these things. It's like just moving
refocus, refocus.
Putting different thoughts in your head, isn't it?
Yes, because I mean that comes back to meditation, as you said last week, when you said, you know, you found it meditatively when you're focused on something that you needed to solve. So that is a form of, I was looking at all the definitions of the meditation actually, and that's what it was saying, you know, being focused. But it means being focused on something specific, doesn't it?
Yes.
So daydreaming could be that. You know, some people who do, you know, that's quite productive in some ways, because you can think of ideas and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
And I think the last thing we probably ought to cover is connection. So connection with other people.
Yes.
And quite often when you're, especially if you are on your own, or maybe a single parent with children, you know, you're kind of so worn out by the end of the day, you almost feel like the last thing you want to do is start conversing with people.
That's true.
But if you're not getting out and about, I think it's really, really important.
It is.
So on Friday, I was telling you, wasn't I, had a lovely drink with my ex-boss and another colleague. So shout out to Mary and Leanne if they're listening. Leanne, actually, I'd love to get her as a guest on the show. She's just launching a company which is all eco-friendly products, all sorts of things, all in one place.
Oh, fantastic.
So she'd be a nice one to talk to.
Yeah.
But yeah, we all sat in our respective houses. We all had a glass of something to drink, and we had 3 hours on Zoom, and it was like being together. It was great. It was so lovely.
This is really good for the mental health for people. Definitely, really is. Helen. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get on those Zoom calls, you know, try and use a FaceTime rather than, you know, a text, really. And
yeah,
I mean, they're great, the word and so on. Yes, but it's really, yeah, especially in these times, especially elderly people, if they know how to use it, hopefully, you know, really do make, because it means such a difference, yeah, to them, yeah, you know, being isolated there. So if you can, think on, you know, once a week at least, ringing your parents.
Definitely.
On a FaceTime.
And if you can teach them, if they've got a phone, which most people have, even older,
yes,
people,
yeah,
you could even teach them how to use like Facebook Messenger video calls or WhatsApp. It's really,
absolutely,
really valuable, isn't,
yes,
it?
Yes, it's very valuable. And that could be the difference between somebody getting depressed and somebody being, you know, being able to cope, mm-hmm, because they're getting support.
Definitely. So push yourself to do it. Even if you don't feel like it, try and push yourself to do it.
At least, what, you know, you should have one every couple of days, really,
yeah,
shouldn't you, with somebody?
I tell you what's really nice, actually, in our planner, it says one of the mindset, the daily mindset things is, who can I surprise today with a gift,
that
note or card?
Yes.
So I've actually done several people this, done several people.
Yeah.
I've contacted several people that I haven't contacted for ages because of that prompt.
That's,
and
really,
I've just dropped,
good,
them a note, and, you know, and actually it's just really worthwhile because you get that back as well, so it helps you.
Absolutely. I've been sending little things in the post to people. That's what, oh, I've been doing from Amazon.
Lovely.
You know, nice little, I don't know, you know, I love the Moonology Diary, mm, I'm in at the moment, is, you know, really looking at how the moon influences us, mm-hmm, in our, you know, and it's all plotted out in a month, so that's really great for manifesting and for clearing.
Yes,
so, you know,
yeah,
so I'm going to learn a bit about that this,
yeah,
year as,
oh,
well.
Oh, lovely, though.
So, yeah.
So, just to recap, because I think our time is nearly up.
Wow.
We've talked about Blue Monday, the fact that it's the most depressing day of the year. So we've talked about lifting your spirits by a meditation. So please do go and have a look at Andrea's meditation, or listen to Andrea's meditation on YouTube, link in the show notes. We've also talked about changing our negative thoughts, and we'll do a lot more on that next week. That's going,
yes,
to be our topic next week. And thinking about learning a new skill or focusing on a project such as growing something or,
yes,
painting or,
absolutely,
DIY, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
mood
boosters.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And then mood boosters. We've talked about music and TikTok and,
yeah,
and getting out in nature. I suppose that's another mood booster. The importance of having a routine.
Yeah, routine is key.
Showing gratitude.
Yeah.
We didn't mention don't listen or read the news.
Well, I think everybody's given up on that already. Ever might,
oh,
be so bold as to say so.
I know,
you know, dip in just to, you know, obviously you knew the updates you need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
But really do not submit. What, think, no, about whatever you submerge yourself in is going to be how you're going to be feeling.
Yeah.
So whether that's,
yeah,
in, you know, if you're with someone who's got negativity, they're either going to bring you up or they're going to bring you down to their level. So, you know, we've always been told this, but we're saying it in a sense of vibration as well.
Yes.
So just,
yeah,
be mindful of that and being able to, you know, lift yourself away from that. If somebody is quite negative, then, you know, try and give them a bit of positive talk or something to do, as we've suggested today, maybe a little,
yes,
meditation.
Yeah. Rather than allowing them,
yeah,
to bring you down.
Because,
totally,
then, you know, the house then gets, obviously, everybody can get, you know,
yeah,
irritable, and it brings the mood down. And
that's,
we don't,
it,
want that. We're trying to lift,
yeah,
the mood, aren't we? So...
that's it.
Nice little gestures we can do, kind little gestures,
yes,
as we said last,
yeah,
week. Sending somebody something maybe.
Yeah.
To, you know, a little lift their spirits, or, you know, a little bit of crafting. I know one of my lovely sister-in-law sent me a tapestry.
Oh,
a
lovely.
A beautiful tapestry.
Yeah,
yeah, so
that
she
done?
No, for me to do.
Oh, for you to do.
Yeah. So
I will be interested in seeing,
yeah,
that later.
So that'd be, you know, anything like that, that you can, you know, think of that might help somebody out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's very... the cheapest chips, really, aren't they, on Amazon these days? And easy, straight to the door. And you're not breaking any rules, but you're actually, you know, sending a bit
showing
of kindness.
Your thinking. Absolutely.
Showing that
you're kindness.
Like you said, thoughtfulness.
Yeah, we love the word kind,
we
don't
do,
we?
Don't we?
We do.
Yeah, why not?
And finally, be kind to those around you.
Yeah.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to those,
yeah,
around you. And be kind to people in your environment, because everybody's a little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Fed up, and, you know, just going on your walk is just giving a smile.
Yes.
Saying,
yeah,
how are you? You may not have seen somebody that day.
Definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, let's just keep, keep being kind.
Keep being kind.
Until carry we see on, carry you on. Carrying on, carrying on. Until we see you next week for our Positively Positive, a guide to getting rid of negativity and focusing on the positives.
That's
so we really look
week.
Forward to seeing you then. Have a great week.
Thank
and goodbye from
much.
Me.
And it's goodbye from her. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.